Welcome to the Raving Fans Conversions Lessons. I'm Carol Dunlop, and this is Finding and Engaging Your Audience. In this lesson, we will work together to figure out where your target audience hangs out and which social networks are their most favorite. I like to call this part listening, lurking, and learning. The first step is to set up your listening devices. You need these devices in place so you can figure out exactly where your target audience is. To do this, you have to set up a couple things. This is what you will need. At the end of this lesson, I'll show you how to complete the setup by using your worksheet. A Gmail email account. Make this a totally new account. You don't want to use one that you already have. This account will be strictly for your research and sorting through all the incoming alerts, news, post updates, and other content you're about to start receiving. A Feedly account. You will use this account to catch and sort the RSS feeds you will be subscribing to. A Readability account. This will allow you to push relevant content from Feedly into a Read Later bin. Several Google Alerts. These alerts will do all the searching and gathering of information for you. A SurveyMonkey account. You will use this account to gather needed input. And your LinkedIn account, where you have joined several groups in which you are participating in discussions around your topics. Now you're going to learn how to listen. Set up Feedly, Readability, and the Google Alerts using your new Gmail email account. As for your alerts, have Feedly and Google Alerts set up as RSS feeds so they are easy to review. Use Readability for all the content that is interesting enough that you want to dive into later. You'll need to decide what keywords and keyword phrases you will use for the search criteria in your alerts. Figuring out keywords and phrases to use is a whole other course in itself. So I'm going to make this really simple, easy, and quick. Think like your target audience would. If she or he is searching for you, what are the exact keywords and keyword phrases they would use to find you? For example, if your business is targeting women losing weight, you can log on to Google's free keyword planner with your new email account from Gmail and put those keywords in and see what happens. You may get something like diet plans for women to lose weight fast, healthy diet plan for women to lose weight loss diets for women, or even diet plans to lose weight fast for women. You'll actually get a lot more, but this will get you started, and you can go through the list to see how many times these phrases are searched for on a monthly basis, along with how many people are competing or paying for these phrases to use in their AdWords or marketing campaigns. If your business is targeting marketing for lawyers, you might get something like this: law firm marketing, marketing law firms, or even law firm marketing strategy. Again, these are just ideas to play with. You have to do your work for your topic to see what keywords and keyword phrases will resonate with your audience. Play around with the tool and see what you come up with. But remember, your goal is to get as close to actual searches that your audience is using as possible. Once you have your alert set up, you won't have to do anything more than set aside 30 minutes per day to review the information. Let the lurking begin. Lurking may sound bad, but it really isn't. This is where you join social networks and hang out, but don't really get involved in the engagement right away. Your goal here is to see how they engage and what they talk about, and mainly to see if your target audience hangs out here. Use your LinkedIn account to join groups that are based on your topics. Monitor the discussions within the groups to see what goes on and who talks about what. Use the search features in LinkedIn as well as Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and Google+ to find discussions, posts, pins, comments, and other relevant content that is in sync with your message. Pay attention to the influencers who start the conversations and discussions, and pay even closer attention to who engages with them. Now is when you begin to learn. You learn by asking questions, replying to discussions, mining comments in posts and blog posts. How long you have to lurk and listen depends on how fast it takes you to learn where your audience is. Once you know that, you can begin to engage with them. Now, I didn't say you can begin to promote to them. I said engage with them. There is a difference. Right now, we're building the know, like, trust factor. The buying comes later. Because right now, you need to learn from them what they want to learn from you and how they want to digest it. You do this by asking questions and getting answers. You are learning how they like to assess information by asking them if they attend events, subscribe to newsletters, access content online directly or via a mobile device, or even access content from home or work. You can also learn how much information they want to receive from you and how often. And just exactly how do you get this information? Well, you simply ask them. You can ask them directly via posts since you now have a lay of the land, so to speak, and you've started to engage rather than just lurk. Or you can invite them to a quick interview with you using your phone, Skype, or even a Google Hangout. You may think, well, who would do that? But people are usually pretty forthcoming if you let them know you are doing research to see how to serve them better. This is also a great time to use SurveyMonkey to create a survey for them to complete. You can simply post it on your networks. You can also review your website analytics, along with the analytics from all your social media networks. Reviewing your analytics will tell you all sorts of things. For instance, what content your audience is consuming that you are working so hard to put out there, the format they prefer to consume. Maybe it's blog posts, videos, audios, reports, etc. How often they visit your site and engage by commenting and sharing, and even how long they stay on your site. There are also several monitoring tools that you can use to see who is talking about the keywords and keyword phrases associated with your business. Social Mention is a great site. This site allows you to input any keywords, even your website URL, and get the results of where it's being talked about or referred to on the internet. Find out what's trending. Twitter and Google both give you the ability to search keywords and see what's trending and how it relates to your topic. Social Crawlytics is another website. This site analyzes the social shares of content from any URL. And BuzzSumo. This site shows you the stats of social shares for any URL also, but in addition, it allows you to search by topic. With a little undercover work, you can find everything you need, and you can begin to engage with and learn so much more about your audience so that you can serve them how they want to be served. Then, when you tell them about your fabulous products and services and how they can purchase them, they will trust you enough so they follow your prompts, then go and buy. Your assignment is to take all this information and all these instructions and create your strategy and plan to find your target audience and start the engagement. You will set up your listening devices and start lurking and learning. Use the listening, lurking, and learning worksheet to accomplish this task. Use the monitoring tools worksheet to search for keywords and keyword phrases that are associated with your business. Find people to follow and learn from using the Find People worksheet. All these resources are included in this lesson. In our next lesson, you will learn how to put your social media posting on autopilot. Until then, this is Carol Dunlop from Creative Services International.